This is KCUR 89.3. Nearly a year and a half ago, a man murdered a fellow resident of a Kansas mental health facility. The man's father says growing gaps in the state's treatment system contributed to the tragedy, and he's warning there could be more incidents like this if lawmakers don't respond. Jim McLean of KCUR's Kansas News Service has this report.
On May 17, 2015, Jim Brown missed an urgent call while driving in rural Kansas. When his signal returned, a voice message was waiting. It was from a nurse at the facility where his mentally ill son, Brandon, was living.
Hey, Jim, this is Misty Dawn at Heaven Care Center. I was just calling to let you know that Brandon had just got into a very physical altercation with another resident to the point that the resident's being left behind.
Brandon, who suffers from schizophrenia, had attacked a fellow patient, 62-year-old Jerry Martinez. The attack occurred at a psychiatric nursing home in Haviland, a tiny town in southwest Kansas. Martinez died at a Wichita hospital a little more than 2 weeks later, and Brandon was charged with second-degree murder. He pled guilty in October, and in December, just 3 days after Christmas, a Kiowa County judge sentenced him to 20 years in prison. Jim Brown doesn't dispute his son's guilt, but he says the state's overburdened and underfunded mental health system is also to blame for the tragedy.
This definitely could have been avoided. Definitely. I honestly believe it could have been avoided.
It could have been avoided, Brown says, if the doctors who assessed Brandon at the Osawatomie State Hospital after two earlier incidents at the nursing home had heeded what he believes were obvious warning signs. Instead, they concluded Brandon wasn't a danger to himself or others and sent him back to Haviland, a small facility that federal inspectors had previously cited for safety and staffing problems.
I mean, two staff members for 47 psych patients. Come on, there's no way. They don't get any care there.
Officials who oversee the state's mental health system declined to be interviewed on tape. But Angela DeRocca, a spokeswoman for the Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services, says a shortage of treatment beds at Osawatomie wasn't a factor in the decision to discharge Brandon after less than a week. She says, quote, "None of the parties involved in Mr. Brown's case had any reason to believe this would occur," unquote. Jim Brown disputes that. He says after the attack, an official at the nursing home called to tell him that the Osawatomie doctors had failed to send discharge instructions with Brandon. She asked Jim if he would sign a release so that the nursing home could get a copy of those instructions for its files. He agreed if she would also get a copy for him.
It was a couple of days later. I got it in the mail, and it states right off that his condition was considered guarded at the time of discharge. Definitely, if I'd have known that, he would not have been released from Osawatomie State Hospital.
Even members of the Martinez family, who urged the judge to show no leniency when sentencing Brandon, say the state and the nursing home bear some responsibility for the murder.
They needed more help in the facility where they were at.
That's Kay Martinez, Jerry's sister, talking about the fact that only two female staffers were on duty the night of the attack.
Those women could not control this guy. The way they were in court and testified, oh my gosh, they were so scared.
Susan Crane Lewis chairs the Kansas Mental Health Coalition. She says the Brown case should serve as a warning to state policymakers about the pressure providers are under and the growing gaps in the mental health system.
The pressure on all of the providers has become very, very, very profound, and I feel for every single one of them. I suspect that on any given day, there are a lot of places where it feels very much like a MASH unit, only we don't necessarily have a good place to helicopter someone out once we patch them up just a little bit.
The coalition is pushing for an overhaul of the system based on a new task force report. Among other things, it calls for the establishment of more regional crisis centers to serve as bridges between community mental health centers and state hospitals. Jim Brown isn't sure what new policies are needed, but standing outside the courthouse on the day of his son's sentencing, he said something needs to change.
One of these days, I will hopefully find the person that's going to sit down and listen and maybe get something done in this state.
KCUR 89.3, I'm Jim McLean.